This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Hundreds of mourners packed St. Mary's Cathedral in Sydney Thursday for the funeral of Cardinal George Pell. Pell died at the age of 81 in a Rome hospital last month from heart complications after hip surgery. The former Vatican treasurer and close advisor to Pope Francis was convicted in 2018 of sexually assaulting two choir boys in the 1990s. The conviction was overturned by Australia's High Court in 2020 after Pell had served 20 months in prison. Pell was eulogized by former Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott.
George Pell was the greatest man I've ever known. And if faith means the ability to endure crushing adversity, no one could be a better advertisement for it.
Protesters outside the cathedral denounced Pell for what they said were his bigoted views on homosexuality and for protecting pedophile priests during his tenure as a senior church official. Pell will be buried in the crypt at St. Mary's Cathedral, where he previously served as Archbishop. Australia's central bank says Britain's new monarch will not be seen on its paper currency. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Australia's central bank says King Charles III will not be on the new $5 bill. Instead, a new indigenous design will replace the portrait of Queen Elizabeth II. The Reserve Bank says the move honors the culture and history of the first Australians. The $5 bill was Australia's only remaining banknote to still feature an image of the monarch. However, King Charles is still expected to appear on coins. Opposition leader Peter Dutton panned the move, likening it to changing the date of Australia Day. I'm Ben Thomas.
And this is VOA News. Peru's Congress on Wednesday rejected a proposal to move elections from 2026 to this December, despite nearly 2 months of protests triggered by the ouster of former President Pedro Castillo that have left more than 50 Peruvians dead. The measure was rejected by 68 votes to 54, with two abstentions. Demonstrators are demanding the resignation of Castillo's successor, Dina Boluarte, who assumed office after Castillo was impeached and arrested after he attempted to dissolve the legislature.
Porque lo que queremos, sí, irnos, pero convencidos, como le vuelvo a repetir, que si no cambiamos o ponemos siquiera los primeros pasos para una nueva constitución, que eso implica un referéndum, preguntarle al pueblo si quiere o no quiere una nueva constitución.
Lawmaker Maria Agüero, a member of President Boluarte's Free Peru Party, says the party has introduced a resolution calling for a referendum to change Peru's constitution to allow it to hold elections in October. The protests have led to street blockades that have caused shortages of food, fuel, and other basic supplies across the country. A lost radioactive capsule found after a search along a 1,400-kilometer stretch of the Western Australian outback is due to arrive in Perth on Thursday as investigators try to figure out how it fell off a truck. The small capsule was found in the state's remote northwest on Wednesday. Dara Way, the acting superintendent of the Western Australian Emergency Services Department, praised the teams who took part in the week-long search.
It wasn't found by luck. It was found by a lot of specialists, a very dedicated team from many different agencies and organisations, both state and from the Commonwealth. Believe it or not, I was pretty confident since day one to actually find it.
No one is believed to have been exposed to radiation, and the site was not permanently contaminated. The capsule has been sealed in a lead container and will be securely stored at an unidentified facility. Today is a great day to be in the rural U.S. town of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, waiting for a furry rodent to emerge from a stump. AP correspondent Jennifer King has that story.
It's Groundhog Day when people gather at Gobbler's Knob at dawn to learn whether Punxsutawney Phil will see his shadow and predict six more weeks of winter or an early spring. Records of the annual event in western Pennsylvania, originating from a German folklore tradition, go back to 1887. A group of local dignitaries known as the Inner Circle are responsible for planning events as well as feeding and caring for Phil himself. The festivities usually draw a crowd of over 10,000 visitors. New York City's Staten Island Chuck will also make his prediction during an event at the Staten Island Zoo. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Richard Green for VOA News.